Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, patriots. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. It is, it is Tuesday morning. We got Lady Liberty in the studio with me, of course, just like every morning. And we're broadcasting from Spokane, Washington, in the heart of Patriot Territory, in the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Yep, that's right.
I was a little behind there.
Well, that's okay. You still caught up, so that counts.
Oh, cool. All right.
Trump is doing all the coolest stuff right now. So happy to see his rally down there in Arizona. That was awesome.
Yep.
And just like everybody's saying, he quit saying anything about the vaccines. He's
good for him.
You know, yeah. I think he did what he had to do, and it wasn't his fault that they put all this crazy, dangerous stuff in the vaccine that he hired experts to create, you know.
And well, that's so he did what we all did, and that is you listen to the people that are supposedly
virologists, yeah,
right? The CDC, the Virology Institute, the Institute for
CDC,
National Institute of Health.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, these are, you know, your subject matter experts and then people you want to listen to, and
right.
Of course, it didn't take very long at all to realize something's not right.
Yes, exactly.
And things weren't adding up. But they did have him in a lose-lose situation. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But he woke up, unfortunately, later than the rest of, you know, most of the patriots. But check this out. This poll that just came out on Breitbart, it's listed at Breitbart. Throughout 2021, the country moved away from the Democrat Party and toward the GOP by 14 points.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
49% of the country identified as Democrats, while 40% said they were Republicans. At the end of 2021, 47% said they were Republicans, and only 42% said Democrat. It's sad that it's not more.
Especially since the Democrats that you and I have talked to have clearly stated, hey, I'm not part of any of this weird communism stuff going on. Those are not Democrats. And
they're pointing to Olympia going, they're not with us. We're not with them.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Not a real Democrat. And I get that because when I grew up, it seemed like all the adults were Democrats. You know, it's for the working class, the blue collar worker versus the big corporations.
Right. Yeah.
And it was more of a economic policy type of difference where, now
seeing they're not Democrats at all now.
No, I mean, they're straight up Marxist communists.
Yeah, they're communists. And and that really became like a brazen, bold, out in front statement when Bernie Sanders started running. And he was the one that said, we're not, you know, we're democratic socialists. And and everybody, you know, that's always the funniest argument is when you ask a Democrat, how could you possibly be a Democrat and be associated with anybody that calls himself a democratic socialist? And they always ask me, well, so don't you know what a democratic socialist is? I go, don't you?
Right.
Democratic socialist is a re-terming for the name communist.
And it's not new.
And it came out of perestroika a long, long time ago.
That's right.
A whole policy remake out of Russia where they said, okay, we're no longer going to call ourselves communists. We're going to call ourselves democratic socialists. And so those people are the ones that are unaware. And just because there was the term democratic in there, it just blew right over everybody's heads. And they all went, oh yeah, that's some sort of type of Democrat.
Right.
Well, no, it's not.
No.
It's not at all.
The emphasis is not on Democrat. The emphasis is on socialist.
Yes,
which is just the prelude to communism.
Well, anyway, it's just communist. It is the word, the replacement word for communist, not for socialist, not for Democrat.
Right. Officially,
that
was officially. Perestroika was their whole
renaming.
Revamping of their their public image,
yep.
you know, workover, makeover.
Yep.
And what was that like in the?
That was the.
I think
that was
started
the,
in the late 70s into the 80s.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we grew up in the Cold War. We're savvy on this stuff.
That's right.
Can't dupe us.
Yes, we didn't just get out of college last year.
But, you know, there is that brand loyalty factor where people will cling to the Democrat Party. They're frustrated that there's communists there that don't represent them, but they still stay with the party because, well, I was raised Democrat.
Because what are they going to do, join the Republicans? No.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, those... big corporation, greedy corporations, Republicans. That's how they're hardwired. And so it's hard to leave.
Right.
You know, so you separate yourself ideologically from those extremist, globalist, Marxist, communist views. But, you know, you can't be associated with something like
right.
that.
Right. And see, that's the problem is if the Democrats really want to go back to being Democrats in their party, they actually are going to have to get very, very aggressive and kick out the sneaky communists that have infiltrated their entire organization.
Pretty
you
deeply
know?
Entrenched, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, and the Republicans aren't any better. There's rhinos and dinos, you know, Republican in name only, Democrat in name
That's
only,
right.
you know. So it's up to all of us actually to purge both parties of all communists and socialists. Well, anything that's not a Republican form of government and supportive
right.
of such. So, yeah, definitely that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before we go any further, let's get into the word of the day. Not the word of the week. That's actually coming out tomorrow on
right.
the Ameron
right.
Nets over ham radio.
Yep, on the different kind of radio.
That's right. You can't broadcast over ham radio. It's not legal.
No, and we never have had any luck doing that.
I've never tried.
Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us appropriately from Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 24 through 31, which read, "Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in a day of indignation. The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Her princes in her midst are like wolves tearing the prey, to shed blood, to destroy people, and to get dishonest gain. Her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, saying, 'Thus says the Lord God,' when the Lord had not spoken. The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they wrongfully oppress the stranger. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God." And that's it. But what an outstanding image that is right there, that he sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land. But he couldn't find anyone. And so what he's talking
wow.
about here is an intercessor, right? An intercessor to stand before me or on behalf of. It's always an intercessor is anybody that serves that purpose.
That's right.
And so in the notes beneath that scripture in my Bible, I have the New King James Version, by the way. It refers back to Isaiah 59, verse 16, which reads, "Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with a zeal as a cloak. And so that right there shows that if he's looking for somebody that will serve justice, right? Because back here in Isaiah 59, verse 16, when he says, then the Lord saw it and it displeased him that there was no justice.
Yep.
And so that's exactly what we're looking at today, where all of our judges, they refuse to uphold the law. Agencies are doing things that are illegal and enforcing laws that aren't even actually laws, and upholding them as if they were, and then also not prosecuting criminals like Antifa criminals when they go before the judge. They're just let go. Their cases are dismissed. And so when it shows that he's looking for someone to stand on his behalf, stand in the gap for him, and if he can't find anybody, it shows that therefore he will use his own, he'll use himself. He will do it himself. And he will then put on the garments of vengeance and clad himself with a zeal cloak. You know, that's when it means.
You don't want to be on the receiving end of that.
Exactly. Because the intercessor was meant to block the wrath and to cause the right thing to happen.
That's right.
And to bring justice back. And so all of us, we all have heard that, who will stand in the gap? And I guess Moses would be a good example of somebody that stood in the gap. He was an intercessor.
Aaron.
And Aaron as well.
Yeah, there was a couple times when he ran into the, ran before God and the people, the curse that he was putting out on the people for the rebellion and their complaining.
Right, and Phinehas did the same thing when he ran that javelin through that couple that was illegal. I mean, just blatantly illegal right before the Lord.
Yeah.
And so that was
adultery.
Yeah. And he was an intercessor that blocked however many people God was planning to, do away with right then.
Yeah.
And so God was so thrilled with his zeal that there was an intercessor, he stepped up and stood in the gap.
That's right. Esther risked her life to intercede on behalf of the Jewish people when it was their destruction was being planned, by an evil king. So where are the people willing to stand in the gap?
And that's right.
And, that's what we say. We're willing to stand in the gap on the Lord's behalf for the land.
Right.
And, it's so much more than just, Christians shouldn't be concerned with the things of this world and getting involved in politics and takes your eyes off of, that we should be spreading the gospel. No, we should be doing both.
Right.
And we should be standing in the gap. We should be standing against, we're told to stand against wickedness, to defend the defenseless.
We're called to walk out our faith.
Right.
Which means, it means you live what you believe.
Exactly.
Right?
That means all of it.
Yep.
Not just one little slice of it.
That's right. That if you believe in what you read, your actions in your life are going to be reflective exactly of that, that you will stand up to evil,
right,
that you will defend the Lord on all counts. You will defend justice, righteousness, truth, and so on. And you can't just be a Christian that never tests your own faith. What I mean? It's like you can't just read a book and stay in your house. And then, when you go out and live your life, you behave as the world. So that's the total difference between somebody that is redeemed and saved and renewed through the blood of Jesus.
Exactly. Someone to stand out and genuinely in a way that God wants us to.
Right.
Not like the forked tongue people that are in control of our government that are running us off of a cliff.
Right.
In rebellion right now that are, bringing judgment on our land. Just like one of the head, Nancy Pelosi says, we must not rest. Now, this is a leading abortion, baby murdering proponent.
Right.
Who says, we must not rest until we finally achieve justice for all our children. This is what she says on Martin Luther King Day.
right.
Martin Luther King Day, when probably one of the highest demographics of in the United States are blacks that are killing their own unborn children.
Right.
And she's a huge proponent of that, like a full-blown eugenicist, and saying that we need to not rest until there's justice for all of our children.
Right.
Yep. Except with the exception of black babies or all babies that are just not wanted, and lots of money dumped into these urban communities. So much blood on their hands, calling for justice in the name of doing it for the children.
You know.
But yep. acting like someone who's standing in the gap.
Right.
But
they're on the evil side.
They're keeping the gap, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The gaps are considered breaches in the wall that need to be repaired.
That's right.
And so when the Lord is referring to standing in the gap on his behalf, it's because there's a breach in the wall. And that person has to be willing to stand there as an intercessor and guard that gap until it is repaired, till the breach is repaired.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty cool. Well, that's a great scripture.
That is very cool.
So applicable for the time that we're in.
Yep.
Today.
Yep, definitely.
Well, guys, let's go ahead and take a quick break. One of our...
And by the way, you know, just one last note.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Trump Tuesday, right? And yes, and blessings be to Trump, because he's looking for the man that will make a wall, right? It says that. It says, so I sought for a man among them who would make a wall. Well, hey, you know what? Trump Tuesday, bless his heart, he tried.
He tried to make a wall.
He started. He got the whole thing started and underway in spite of all of the communists that are calling themselves Democrats.
Yeah.
He got it all started. And Governor Abbott was trying to finish it up, at least in his state. So,
exactly.
So you know what? Good on him.
We did find a man that was willing to stand in the gap and build a wall.
And build a wall. That's right. It was Trump.
Right. And we were supporting it until the election was stolen.
Yes, that's right.
Until
the coup came in.
Exactly. Those meddling communists and their dog came along and ruined everything.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take that break now. This segment brought to you by KD Armor, Serious Body Armor for Serious Times. A Christian patriot-owned business. Awesome, folks. And that is spelled C-A-T-I. Like, come and take it. C-A-T-I.com. And this is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Back right after these messages.
Hardly a shot was fired. With ruthless propaganda and clever political intrigue, the Soviets captured control of 5 free governments and sealed off 70 million people behind an iron curtain.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Old, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt, The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This segment 2 is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. That's like Tender Loving Care, TLC. TLCwebhosting.com is the website. Taking great care of us and many of our listeners, people that out there in the audience that have their own ministries or businesses. They have literally hundreds of websites that they maintain and host. Special attention to security. Websites, rarely is it ever down. And usually the only time it is to briefly while they're responding to some type of, you know, denial of service, a DDoS attack on our website or something, and they're just on it. And so, they're just really taking good care of us. So if you have a ministry, a business, or some type of endeavor where you need to host your website, you don't want to have to worry about getting your website canceled because you're too conservative or something, check them out. And on the Minuteman Coffee. Don't forget to use the coupon code RFR, coupon code RFR to get 15% off on that. We're going to have to add a little tag to the end of that.
That's right.
So folks, remember to do that.
Yep.
So
yeah, because that's the best coffee out there. Seriously, it's better than Starbucks, which I would never drink anyway. Haven't drank that in ages, but it's way better than Starbucks. And his other competition that is pretty much anti-patriot themselves, they do not even need to be mentioned. Yep, that's right.
Trying to appeal to the manly side of us
by acting like Democrats.
Yeah, with a black gun.
Communists.
Right. Evil, scary black gun on their as their logo. But we come to find out they're not. They actually loathe those people.
That's right.
When talking about those who supported Kyle Rittenhouse, they said they find them repugnant.
Yeah.
Those people that support him are repugnant.
Yes.
Like, well, then that's going to hit you in the pocketbook.
Exactly. There went all the patriots that used to support them.
The real patriots.
Right.
The ones that know about it. So if you don't know about it, now you do.
That's right. Now, we had yesterday we were talking about, and last week we were talking about all these things happening in China that were very unusual with blocking food at the border. They could no longer, bring food in. And then they blocked their own people from leaving and blocked all their passports, and any new passports that were filed or applied for, they were rejected. In fact, now they're down to just 2% of all passport applications are being approved. Only 2%. So 98% of China's people can no longer travel or leave China right now.
Right.
And we are speculating as to what strategic advantage that had. And you and I went over this on the John Jacob Schmidt show on Sunday evening.
That's right.
And so I wanted to bring this to the front so that we could update our other listeners as well. Because what the truth of the matter is it's not anything strategic on their behalf. It's because China reports community transmission of hemorrhagic fever. And so
it's like Ebola.
Ebola. Right. Yeah, that's apparently hemorrhaging and hemorrhagic fever. It's called VHF, which stands for viral hemorrhagic fevers.
Yep.
And those are actually symptoms of other diseases like Ebola. Ebola, right. That is the most common symptom of Ebola if you have the Ebola virus. And so what it says about the Ebola virus is that if the Ebola actually the hemorrhaging occurs when the virus infects the liver, affecting the body's ability to make blood clotting proteins and causing blood vessels to leak. And so the problem there being that you end up bleeding out of your eyes and out of your nose, and your skin turns like blood red in different places, and it just causes all of this massive dysfunction in all of your blood vessels. And so what they reported here in China is that it appears that another virus is spreading in China. It allegedly has patients bleeding from bodily openings, including the eyes and ears. Reports from Xi'an, where the government has locked down a city of 13 million people, some who are nearing starvation, claim there are now signs of community transmission of hemorrhagic fever. The state-run Global Times reported on this and claimed the regime is urging quick vaccinations to stop the spread of the virus. And so no wonder they're not letting food trucks come in, because the food trucks go in would also have to go back out, and therefore thus probably bringing Ebola or whatever it is that this hemorrhagic fever is signaling with them. And so they're trying in their biggest, quickest way to stop that from spreading.
It's zero COVID policy is what they're calling it, but
it's not COVID.
It's looking like this.
It's something way worse.
And they stopped selling tickets to the Olympics, which why are we having the Olympics in a communist country? I don't know.
I know, exactly. But the thing is also is that this seems to be the MO for China is letting viruses loose. Wuhan was the first place that the COVID-19 virus was released or escaped,
right,
or whatever the case was. So Wuhan and now Ebola with hemorrhagic fever. I mean,
That's
is
right.
it if it's Ebola. I mean, it could be something else.
It's an Ebola-like
it's an
virus.
Well, it's just that hemorrhaging and hemorrhagic fever can be symptoms of multiple other diseases similar to Ebola. Apparently.
Exactly. So we don't know enough about it yet. But the elite will be able to go to the Olympics.
The 2% that they're still letting travel and get new passports are people that are associated with education and business.
Well, that reminds me of one Chinese plant owner.
Went
to South Dakota to visit the plant.
The pork producing
and
plant.
And the following week, they had like a massive outbreak of COVID.
Yeah, over 500 people suddenly came down with it.
Yeah.
Because that Chinese guy went in there and checked on, it was like, they're like a sister company.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And so this Chinese guy goes to check on it and, wow, lo and behold, he leaves and everybody's sick as a dog.
So now all of China is locked down. They won't even let food in. People are starving.
Yep.
People can't move because of COVID, of course. And this is to contain this spread. A lot of people are speculating it's to spread this Ebola type of virus, but they're going to still let the businessmen and the educators out.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. Scary. Scary.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, just as a note from our research, Dr. Zelenko, he described it well. Zinc kills viruses.
Yep.
It kills viruses. He said, but it's the bullet. The gun that fires it is hydroxychloroquine or hydroxychloroquine. It's got a Q in it. So hydroxychloroquine is the gun that fires the bullet that drives the zinc into the cells that kills viruses. Put it on your list now.
Quercetin also helps that a lot.
It does. Yep, it does. Much less powerful than hydroxychloroquine. But still, I mean, if that's all you can get your hands on, that's what we used when we had COVID and we had the Delta variant.
And ivermectin.
And ivermectin. Absolutely. So,
yep.
Get your hands on the stuff. All right. Well, we're just about out of time, so we'll go ahead and call it quits. Good news, though. California's, because of a lawsuit, they've agreed to remove the prayers to Aztecs and other pagan gods from the public school curriculum.
Okay.
After this lawsuit. No word about Islam yet. We're going to look into that. But anyway, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed, safe day. Be careful out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. Have a terrific Trump Tuesday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.